Blog Talk Radio.
Ask him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away." I dedicate myself to you this day in spirit, soul, and body. Convict me, O Lord, of any way, thoughts, words, or deeds that have been displeasing to you. I ask for your cleansing from all sin, according to your word that promises that if I confess my sin, then you will be faithful to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As I confess and decree your word, may your Holy Spirit help me to be a passionate worshiper, a lover of truth, and a faithful child who brings pleasure to your righteous heart. May I experience spiritual strengthening through the power of your word, for your word does not return void, but accomplish everything it is sent to do. Grant unto me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, for the glory of your name and kingdom. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, we would like to share with you tonight our statement of faith. We believe in the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible word of God. We believe that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20.
To the home where I used to live, the grass had grown up and it covered the door. Someone across the street said, "I know they don't live here anymore. They are somewhere around the throne of God. Somewhere around the throne. Thank you.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is to come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Thank you. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, the question we ask is, why believe Jesus Christ is God? We believe Jesus Christ is God because the scriptures declare him to be God, and his words and works prove him to be God. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11 says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him, and give him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Not only was Jesus Christ God, he was also man. His humanity, as we read about it in the scripture, is clear. He was born an infant, grew as normal people grow. Luke chapter 2, verse 52 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. He was raised in a normal, formal environment, got tired just like anyone else. John chapter 4, verse 6 says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour, hungry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 2 says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered and thirsty. John chapter 19, verse 28 says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. And he had emotions too. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6 says, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And eventually he died on the cross and rose again. Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible College and Bible Institute, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the necessary tools to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be an ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. You will also gain an understanding of the gifts of faith according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which you can use in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Lesson, Supernatural Faith in a Series. Tonight's lesson will be, Do Not Cast Your Confidence Away. This I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before unto thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made a shipwreck. Heavenly Father, as we're about to go into your word tonight, dear Lord, I submit to you as a vessel to be used tonight, not on my own knowledge, but the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, I submit to you, and I pray that you will use me to dispense your word to your people. And Father, I thank you for this opportunity and this privilege. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson for tonight, do not cast away your confidence. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which at great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. There is a period of time between our request to God, including our confession of what we are believing God for, and the manifestation of the promise. During this period, the enemy challenges our faith. It tells us of the impossibilities and why it won't happen. During these times, we must not let our human understanding rather on the word of God. Again, it is during the waiting period that Satan tries to get you to waver and thus lose your request. James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Beloved, the enemy wants you to waver en route to the manifestation of your request, thus causing you not to be able to receive it. The enemy's objective is to cause you to pull back. The devil's objective is to get you to draw back your faith, knowing that the just shall live by faith, drawing back his doubt. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 38 and 39 says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Whatever you have believed God for, stay with it. Unless God has told you that your request is not in his will, we must hold fast to our profession of faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Whatever you have been confessing, as well as whether you have asked, whatever you have asked God for, you must keep believing, you must hold fast, even against what the enemy is trying to make you see. If you have asked, don't waver. Just believe that God is faithful, who has promised you. You need patience. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 tells us that we need patience after we have done the will of God. If you have confessed the word of God and request things that you know are in God's will, you need to believe, wait, and trust that God will bring it to pass. Just because you ask God today doesn't mean that you will receive the manifestation of the promise today. When you confess the word of God, it acts like seed and not like a lottery ticket. Seed needs time to grow. It is not a one-time get-rich thing in God, like the lottery. You should not cast away your confidence because you don't see immediate results. You must believe that the seed of God's word that you have spoken is now maturing into harvest. Jesus Christ often used seed as an expression of the word of God. Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 13 gives us an example. It reads, "Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away." There are two points that I would like to point out in these three verses. The first point is that the word of God is like seed, in which you plant, and over time, through watering and cultivating, you receive a harvest. The second point is that the enemy is constantly trying to steal the word of faith from your heart, lest you believe and receive. The devil will try to get you to be anxious and worry to steal your faith. Anxiety and worry are a doorway to doubt, and doubt is a doorway to fear, and fear is the enemy of faith. This all steals the promises of God from manifesting in your lives. Casting your fears upon the Lord. We must learn to truly cast our cares upon Him. This is a statement of confidence. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." The Lord's word directs us not to carry anxiety regarding our responsibilities. We are to take all our responsibilities to Him and do our part and trust that His word is true and know that He will do His part. Your worrying will never change a circumstance for the better, rather for the worse, for it steals the faith you need to see God's promises manifest. True confidence in God's word brings about rest. When you have confidence or faith in something, you enter into a certain rest regarding that thing. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3 says, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." If God's word promises it, then He will do it. Rest in His word. for he does not lie. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God's word does not always say when he will do something, but it always tells us that he will do it. So, beloved, don't cast away your confidence because the promise was not manifested immediately. Just know that God does not lie. So keep your faith strong and expect it. If you are believing the word of God, know that you are in the will of God. There is a confidence that you should have when you know that you have asked God for something that is in his will. You always know that you have asked God something in his will. It is his word. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Beloved, the enemy is waging war against you to shipwreck your faith. The enemy wants to shipwreck your faith during your waiting period, as well as the storms that blow your way. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 through 19 says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before unto thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith, and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. We must learn to have more confidence in the power of God and his word than anything else that we are facing. When you have confidence in the word of God, you begin to act like it is the way the word says that it is. Fasting, what causes Christians to lose faith or cast out their confidence during the waiting period? Murmuring and complaining, strife and contention, anxiety, fear, unrepentant sin, both known and unknown. Sin gives a place for our hearts to condemn us, and thus we lose our confidence. 1 John chapter 3, verse 21 says, beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. Keeping one's eyes and thoughts on the circumstances rather than the God of the solution. Thinking on past failures, spending time and putting worldly or carnal things in us, rather than the word of God. But what should the Christians be doing during the waiting period? We should be praising. Praise is a function of patient waiting. Praise God for the manifestation and truth of his word. This helps faith express itself during these times. Confessing and quoting the word of God about what you have asked, and thanking him for it is another function of patience, waiting, that causes us to keep our confidence. You must daily read, declare, confess, meditate, and memorize the Word of God during this period, for in this you will gain the confidence to believe your confession and request. Beloved, God's word is true. Do not depart from His word. I come into your presence and I thank you, Lord. I pray, O Lord, that this lesson tonight was a blessing to those who have listened and to those who are going to be listening. Lord, we know that the enemy's objective is to cause us to pull back. We know that the enemy is trying to derail our plans. We know, dear Lord, that if we cast our cares upon you, you will take care of our anxieties. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. And Lord, we repent of murmuring and complaining. We repent of the strife and contention that exists in our lives, the anxiety and fears. Lord, we pray for every sin of omission or sin of commission, dear Lord. And we pray that our faith will be strengthened into your word. Lord, we pray, O God, that we'll keep our eyes and thoughts not on the circumstances, but on you, O God. Lord, we pray that you'll help us not to think about past failures. And Lord, we pray that you will strengthen us, that we will spend more time putting your words in our hearts and our minds. Father, we thank you tonight and we bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight, do not cast away your confidence. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com.
Down here the road sometimes. Thank you.
God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us the will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful ways, resulting in separation from God. Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make a decision. For those who are turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I am going to ask you to renew your commitment and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Beloved, 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Beloved, Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute if you'll admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you. God wants to give you the best gift ever offered anyone. Why not accept him now? God loves you and wants you to experience peace and life abundantly and eternally. I encourage you tonight to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Doesn't matter what you have done, who you are, your status in life. Without Jesus Christ, you are nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I encourage you tonight, wherever you are, please join me in prayer and submit to the Lord. Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. I ask your forgiveness for all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and rose again. Father, I repent of my sins and surrender to you, Lord. From now on, my life is in your hands to do as you wish. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, beginning the Christian walk with a solid foundation influences the success of your life as a Christian. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." The right way to begin the Christian walk is by receiving Jesus Christ. He immediately gives power to become a child of God to anyone who receives him. It does not matter what you have done in life. When you receive Jesus Christ, the very instant you will become a child of God. The Lord promises this in John chapter 1, verse 12. There is no other way for you to become a child of God. No man, no matter how well he has been sheltered from the vices of evils of this world, is a child of God until he receives Jesus Christ. Galatians 3, verse 26. We are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for everybody. Jesus Christ is God's gift. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Some accept this wonderful gift of God. Many others refuse this wonderful gift of God. And beloved, I must caution you, everyone who refuses this gift perishes. Everyone who accepts this gift becomes a child of God. Beloved, John chapter 3 verse 18 says, "He that believeth in him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God."
Thank you.
Beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, I ask you to join me in closing prayer. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named, that he would grant me according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, that he, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Jesus Christ, which passeth knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Blessed be the Lord God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed me with all his spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen me in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined me unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to his riches of his grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with us all. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and good night, and be of good courage, and do not cast your confidence away. God bless you.